Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Bert Show.
We got a lot of emails over the last couple of weeks from, these are first-time teachers now, so this has got to be a little sketchy time.
It's going to be exciting at the same time, but they just aren't really sure how to set the tone for the classroom or what to expect, or maybe, you know, how to interact with the administrators, whatever, because it's their first year. And so they've got to deal with kids, the parents, and the administrators, and they don't know how to do any of it.
Mm-hmm. And this first week is critical right here. We talked to a couple of teachers, and even it was Annie yesterday that said, you know, that first day, that first impression, that's really important stuff right there. So let's just expand it and say the first week is really important. Like, you got to take control of that class somehow, some way. So I'd love for the veteran teachers to give us a call right now and give the rookie teachers some advice before they go into the classroom today.
What would you consider veteran?
I think anything over what? 3 years, you think?
I was going to say 3 or 5 years.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because the second year teachers, while they have more experience, obviously, in the first, are still trying to feel their way around also.
Right.
Made some mistakes last year they're still learning about.
Mm-hmm.
So I think 3 years on is mm-hmm. probably what we're looking for right now. And those kids are wily, man. I mean, it's like Darwinism. The strongest will survive, for sure.
But that's true.
The weakest will die off in your classroom.
If you're not a strong teacher, man, those first couple of days, they will start to take advantage of you, and you will evolve.
And then if you're calling up, if you're a veteran teacher, I mean, maybe some, like, specific examples. Like, because depending on what grade you teach is how you can get your classroom disciplined or whatever. But I'm curious, you know, because one thing is they come in and get disciplined and teach your kids discipline. But how did you do it?
Like, specifically.
What exactly did you do, or what trick did you do to get your kids to pay attention?
I would imagine you have to make an example out of one kid.
I was just going to say the same thing. My buddy John has been teaching now for probably 15 years out in California. And he said one of the most critical times for him every year is when the bad kid, quote unquote, you know, the undisciplined kid, I shouldn't say bad, the undisciplined kid.
Mm-hmm. You mean the ADHD kid?
Right. The one that his parents are already thinking, we got to get him on Ritalin.
Right.
The first time he makes a move and disrupts the class is the most important, because you got to lay the hammer down on him
immediately
and let everybody else know, like, this is your future if you get out of line.
Mm-hmm.
So that's probably the advice he'd give to you guys today. Good morning, Beth. You're on Q100.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you guys?
Good. How are you today? Where do you teach?
I teach in Cobb County, and I teach kindergarten.
Okay.
Very nice.
And you have been teaching for how long?
8 years.
Okay. 8 years. All right. If you were going to give one piece of advice to a new teacher starting out this week, what would it be?
I would say, I think when I first started, I was really scared to admit that I didn't know everything about what I was doing. And I think I wanted all the other teachers that were older and knew more about things to know, just to think that I was doing a great job and I knew exactly what I was doing. And I would say to any teacher, just don't be afraid to admit that you need help, and really rely on those teachers that have been there longer, because they want to help. Most of them do. And most of them really want to, you know, be there for those new people, because we were there once too. And it's really scary and it's really tough. So I would just say, really use the resources you have at your school.
So the other teachers won't look down on you, down upon you. Just feel free to go ahead and ask questions.
Absolutely.
Great.
Okay.
Thank you. What have we said before about celebrities that walk into the studio? that, yes. You know, it's the same. It's the same principle here.
Yeah, if you the ones with the biggest attitude and the biggest egos, usually the ones that feel like they've got something to prove, which is like not the most popular ones. Like the bands, for instance, local bands. A lot of times, in my experience, have been the ones that I have at least enjoyed, because sometimes they'll walk in and they feel like they got to have the inflated egos and the inflated, because they got to show like I'm already a superstar. But the A-list celebrities that are veterans are the most cordial and down to earth. And it's almost like the cream rises to the top. They're the ones that everybody wants to work with, and that's why they are where they are. So I guess what you're saying is the same with the teachers. Don't go in there thinking I already know everything because I'm a first year teacher.
I got you.
When you might offend, I think, the veteran teachers that have been there for a long time.
And it's all based on insecurity. You're going to walk around there because you're a rookie teacher and you have this attitude, and the other teachers are looking like, you don't even know yet. Mm-hmm. You just don't know.
Right. You're so green.
Latifa, good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. My advice to a first-year teacher is, first of all, don't sweat the small stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Teaching is one of those type of jobs that you learn something new every year. I would also agree with the last caller. Use your resources around you and set your standards in the beginning of the year, the first day. Don't go in there trying to be anyone's friend, because kids can sniff out a weakling in a New York second.
They can't.
They hear scared and you don't know what you're doing. The minute you walk in the door, if you come in there with no confidence or you come in there trying to be somebody's friend, I tell my students day one, look, I'm not your friend. I don't befriend children. I'm too old for that. So, yeah, definitely set your standards day one. Let them know you're not one to be played with, and go in there and do your job and use your resources.
Okay, so here's what I'm hearing when it comes to attitude, that don't fake it with the teachers, but fake it with your students.
Fake
confidence.
Exactly.
Lay down the ground rules with your students, you know. Like, just don't let them push you around, set your boundaries. Right off the bat.
She said that they will take advantage if you're feeling insecure, or they can see that lack of confidence. So
absolutely.
Lie during your class, just not to the other teachers.
Well, that's why. They're like dogs. They can sniff out fear.
Yeah, because, I mean, we always took advantage of substitute teachers for that very reason. Didn't belong there. They weren't, they didn't discipline you too badly. They were just filling in. So, of course, you behaved worse that way. And I think with teachers, same way. If you come in and you're the young teacher and you're smiling and friendly
we
and
can
sweet,
see it.
Oh, all right, this will be easy.
Hey, Dana, you're on Q100.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
I was just going to call in. I had two things to say. Number one, you have to be consistent from day one with your rules, because a lot of teachers don't want to get on to anybody on the first day of school. But if you say on day one, if you talk while I'm talking, you're going to get in trouble, and you do it from day one, they're going to follow the rules the whole year.
All right, so consistency and just be, I mean, you sort of got to be a badass that very first day, right?
Yeah, definitely. I look very young, and so my first year of teaching was a nightmare because I tried, I didn't want to get anybody in trouble, so I had to be, like you said, a badass and just,
so what's
be really strict.
What is a good punishment for if a kid's talking while you're talking?
Take off a finger.
First
day.
Pick a switch.
No, I mean, it hurts their feelings kind of on the first day because they think you're going to be really nice. If you say, all right, go to timeout, they're so shocked by it that you would do it on the first day of school that it really works. What I mean? It shocks them. So they realize, okay, this lady means business.
Okay.
So no warning, just on the first time they talk.
That's it, man.
That's it.
Lay the hammer down. All right, that discipline day
I think
is that
I would,
first day.
I would try to be nice. I would be like, if you talk one more time, then you're going to, you know what I mean?
It eats you up. Eat
totally.
You up. Rachel has been teaching for 15 years. Hey, Rachel.
Hey, good morning. How
good
are
morning.
You guys?
Good morning. All right. Advice for first-time teachers.
Well, they've taken a lot of good ones already, but, laugh. It's okay. It's just school. Especially if you teach elementary school. Dude, come on. It's just school. Laugh at some stuff.
It's just education.
Yeah, you just have to lighten up a little. That you're at work, and honestly, they're at work, too, and you just got to make the best of the day. It's a long day, and I teach second graders, so they're 7 years old. Lighten up.
Lighten up a little bit. Good morning, Tanya. You're on Q100.
Yes, I was calling. I've been a teacher for 4 years, and I was going to say to read the book, The First Days of School by Harry Wong, and it gives all the same advice that we're given, plus more specific.
Okay. So that's cool. Is that a big old book, or is that just like a couple of page type deal, or you're going to spend some time on
it's,
that?
It's not real thick. You could probably read it within a couple of days.
Okay. The thing I think you got to remember is that the students are as insecure as you are on that first day.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
They're totally insecure, you know? But you're an adult. You should be able to handle it better than they do.
They want you to lead the way.
They do. They do.
Again, back to that dog mentality. They need a pack leader.
You know what's weird? And speaking of dogs, like Pavlov dog, because every time we talk, when you talk about second grade in elementary school, I imagine the smell of milk in the cafeteria. I don't know if you all have this certain ideas or memories of school, but I just remember we had these big wooden doors that you had to push open to get in the cafeteria, and there was a waft of air conditioning and milk.
Gross.
Milky air conditioning.
I always think of those pencil shaving smell. You know,
right.
the pencil sharpener on the wall?
Yes.
But you could sort of smell the wood and the lead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For me, it was always like, always waiting for pizza day, man. For whatever reason. And looking back at it, that's the worst pizza I ever had in my life.
I think that was plastic on the top of it, but it pulled
they
off as cheese.
It cheese. Yeah.
Pizza day rocks.
No
the
way,
square
man.
Pizza? Where can you find square pizza besides in school?
It's terrible though, man. It was all, it was this thick of dough and it barely had any sauce on it at all.
So good.
It's nasty.
It's still pizza, dude. Okay.
The Burt Show.
Everybody's talking about weight loss injections because the results are so dramatic. They work by lowering blood sugar and reducing appetite. So, what if you're looking to lose weight but not interested in painful weekly injections, especially when you hear about some of those intense side effects? That's why doctors created a weight loss supplement called Lean, and the results are remarkable. The studied ingredients in Lean have been shown to lower your blood sugar, burn fat by converting it into energy, and curb your appetite and cravings so you're not as hungry. But listen, Lean is not for the casual dieter with only a few pounds to lose. The doctors at Brickhouse Nutrition created Lean for frustrated dieters with 10 or more pounds to lose. Here is even better news. They're having a huge Memorial Day sale, and Lean is 25% off. Visit TakeLean.com and enter THANKYOU25 for 25% off. It's promo code THANKYOU25 at TakeLean.com.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. Forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE, and I'm Jimmy Uso. Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting than playing Chumba Casino. Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam. So what are you waiting for? Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win. Let's Chumba. Yeah.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I want to ask you guys about a story this is not a local Snopes. This might just be a full-on urban legend.
Okay.
So I'll tell you the story. I'm trying to find the exact version. Here it is, so I can read this verbatim. But this is an email from a listener. The listener emailed us like a week ago. We wrote them back and said, hey, can you come on with this? And we never heard back from them. So who knows? Maybe they're on vacation or whatever. I contend that it's urban legend. Bert's on the fence. The email basically says, I've been engaged for almost a year and I'm getting married next month. My fiance's mother is not only very attractive, but really great in understanding. She's putting the entire wedding together, invited me to her place to go over the invitation list because it had grown a bit beyond what was expected.
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard this before?
Mm-mm.
Okay. When I got to her place, we reviewed the list and trimmed it down to just under 100 people where we wanted it to be. Trimmed my side down to just under 100 people where we needed it to be. And then she floored me. She said in a month I would be a married man, and before that happened, she wanted to have sex with me.
This is the bride's mother.
Yes.
The future mother-in-law, yeah.
No way.
She stood up and walked to her bedroom and on her way said that I knew where the front door was if I wanted to leave. I knew where the bedroom was if I wanted to take the other option. I stood there for about 5 minutes and then finally decided I knew exactly how to deal with the situation. I headed straight for the door, and outside, leaning against my car, was her husband, my future father-in-law, smiling. He explained that that was a test, and they wanted to make sure I was a good kid and would be true to their little girl.
No
I shook his
way.
Hand, and he congratulated me on passing the test. Should I tell my fiancé what her parents did and that I thought their little test was asinine and insulting to me, or should I keep the whole thing to myself? Especially considering I was going to the car to get a condom.
Oh no. That's totally
crap,
made up.
Crap.
Have you ever heard it before?
No.
Like you've heard
it. But that sounds something like a guy would make up and, you know,
that
some story
sounds
he's
like
tell.
A storyteller story, doesn't
yes.
it?
But like
it has a twist and then it has another twist at the end.
And at the ending because I was gonna get my condom.
But they like you, the thought would be or the reason it wouldn't be an urban legend is because everyone you've heard before, like the bathtub full of ice with a note written on the mirror, call 911. She don't have any kidneys right now.
Right.
Like that
everybody's heard of.
If this is an urban legend, this is a new one. Here come the phone calls too. So what do you think?
It happened to me.
Before we even pick these up, do you think it's going to be that happened to my cousin or do you think it's going to be I've heard that for 20 years?
I think it's going to be it happened to my cousin because people like to call up to say it, you know, it's a personal story.
It was a friend of a friend of mine that this totally happened to. I still think it's urban legend. Yeah, it has to be.
My roommate's brother back in when I went to college in Pensacola, my roommate's brother's girlfriend's mom, sister's dad, this happened to her.
I can't believe y'all are talking about this right now.
Hey, yeah, because it happened to me.
Oh my God, it's my story.
Hey, Jim.
Yes.
How are you?
Pretty good. How are you?
Good. You know the story behind this?
Yeah, actually, it was a joke that was sitting around my office. I actually got just that same thing.
Okay, hold on.
So he says urban legend.
You say urban legend. Hey, Stephanie.
Yes.
How are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Good. Same email?
Yes, I got the exact same email, except it was the attractive older sister instead of the mother.
Okay.
See, now that almost would be more believable.
Did you believe yours, or am I just really gullible?
No, I didn't believe it. It was just one of those that got emailed.
So you believed it, Jeff?
Around the office.
I was kind of hoping, because what a great Burt Show story that would be. Hey, David.
Yes, sir.
How are you?
I'm good, and you?
Good. My fun's being ruined.
Yeah, that thing's actually been around for years.
Oh,
and
really?
It was the mother-in-law that I heard as well.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, Jeff is disappointed.
I'm so sad. Hey, Samantha.
Hey. Hi. That's an urban legend. It's on Snopes.com.
Well,
Jeff wants it to be true so badly. Could you just pretend for him that it's true?
Sure, it's true.
and that was your mother-in-law who did that? I didn't even think to check Snopes because it was everyone that I've gotten, you know, the call, some certain code from your cell phone if you're being followed by the police and all those. I just felt like I got those so much that I got this one. There was a glimmer of hope.
Not so much.
Trisha.
Hey, I just want to say it's a joke about the matrician.
Mm-hmm.
That is a joke.
Okay.
Joke email.
4 years ago.
Yeah. What's that?
People were calling about that word, but that I just let them know. When it's sent in and say it's a joke.
Yeah, it's not real, Jeff.
Four years ago, she got that.
Lisa?
Mm-hmm. Where have you been?
She said that?
I'm sorry?
Mm-hmm. Hey, Lisa?
Hey.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
Good.
I got that joke. I get jokes every day through Comedy Central, and it came out a couple weeks ago, that same one.
Gotcha. All right, Comedy Central, huh? That's pretty mainstream. Yeah. Okay, well, thank you very much.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
I'm sorry, Jeff. Is that going to ruin your day?
No, it's cool.
Hey, The Burt Show.
Reno Ben is what we call him because he called us on a day, it was like Friday afternoon, and we were just like, who's running away from their life right now? And he was actually in the car, a car that had over 200,000 miles on it.
I forgot about that part.
Yeah, his old car, and he had said that...
He had lost his scholarship for school because he didn't do so well the last semester. And he was just, you know, kind of feeling down and out. And he had just decided, you know what, I'm starting over and I'm leaving Atlanta. So he was actually on his way to his girlfriend's house to tell her that he was leaving. And then he was driving across the country to Reno to become a blackjack dealer. And so we followed him across the country, and his car broke down in Vegas. Which he said if he could afford to fix the car, it was at the shop. And he said if he could afford to fix it, he was moving on to Reno. If he couldn't, he was staying in Vegas. Well, it wasn't that bad.
I don't even know if it was a Ford. I remember he said if the shop, there's enough room on the credit card
I think you're
to
right.
pay for the car, right. then I'll get it out of the shop. And if the card's declined, I'm going to have to get a job in Vegas until I can pay off the bill.
So as luck would have it, in Vegas, he got the car fixed. He went on to Reno, didn't really like it, so went further down the road to Tahoe and actually loved it there. Yep. And so then found a job as a blackjack dealer in Tahoe and found a roommate, started living with a guy, and basically started his whole new life. So we've been kind of following him as far as how it's been going.
He's even grown a mustache.
So he's
That's right.
Did he really?
Yeah. He told us that the other day.
So he's doing that right now in Tahoe. And that got us to thinking that there might be somebody in Atlanta right now doing the same exact thing.
Mm-hmm. Like they came from Tahoe and had the reverse path, or came from wherever.
And it could be as simple as Ben's story, where you weren't doing well in school. And you weren't proud of it, and maybe you were in school for something you didn't like, so you bailed on whatever you're doing there, and you came here and you started a whole new life, and maybe you're back in school doing a completely different major. You know, it could be after a terrible breakup,
right?
Like you could have been dating some girl and she broke your heart, and your friends were her friends, and your worlds were just so meshed that you're like, I can't do this.
Mm-hmm. Maybe you were on your way to Birmingham and just stopped here.
Yeah.
You know?
That could have been it, too. Maybe I got a cousin in Birmingham. I'm going to stay with him for a while. But for whatever reason, you fell in love with Atlanta and you're still here.
Or your car literally broke down here and you couldn't afford the repairs and here you are.
Yeah.
And it may be a situation where we get zero phone calls. Because I think with Ben, the situation was completely, I mean, that was so lucky.
Mm-hmm. And it might just be unique.
It might be a guy thing, but Bert and I are both way into that story.
Just to have the courage to actually follow through with a thought like that.
Well, and just like the whole guy blazing a trail across the country, like driving the beat up car from Atlanta over to, you know, in the Vegas thing, I think it's just such a guy thing. Like, oh, stop it in Vegas. And
well, and I think doing it alone is such a guy thing, too, because I think for women, like, we would think, is that safe? Right. Can we actually do that? Mm-hmm. You know? I would think you'd do it with a girlfriend.
Sure, you need somebody to talk to. You can't be in the car alone.
Yeah.
Oh, we'll talk to ourselves, whatever.
Just sing along with the radio. Yeah. Change your plan to unlimited minutes so you can always make a phone call on the way.
Right. No, but that's true. Who would you talk to? That would be a long trip. A lot of phone calls.
You'd unload on the person at the diner that you stop at for lunch.
Yeah, the waitress at the diner would become your best friend. Yeah. So you just have to tell somebody about every little bit of the road trip.
You're begging for a hitchhiker. Yeah. Please let me see a hitchhiker. I don't care. I don't care if he's got an axe over his shoulder.
I couldn't get her to pay the bill quick enough and get her out of here. She wouldn't stop talking.
I will pick up a hitchhiker just so I have somebody to chat with. But yeah, it's kind of cool in a romantic, you know, way. But it's, you know, it's. I think that might be a guy thing too. Hey, Vicky.
Hey guys. Good morning.
Good morning.
I've actually done the same thing. I lived in Miami my entire life, and I was about 20 years old, woke up one day and said, I'm done. I packed up my Beetle, drove up to Atlanta, and been here 9 years now.
All right.
That's cool. Why'd you pick Atlanta?
I had cousins here that I would come to visit, and I basically hated it and figured I needed a break because I was tired of the party scene, going out every night, and now I basically love it for everything I used to hate it for. It's just more laid back. I had an opportunity being bilingual to just start fresh and had better opportunities here. And I've been here 9 years, and 6.5 months after I moved up here, my family followed me and they've been here as well.
Fantastic.
That's cool.
Did you leave any deep, dark secrets in Miami, like something that's down there? And we should have picked you up on the voice disguise and giving you a fake name to get the true answer. So you don't have to tell us what the secret is if you don't want to. But was there anything that got left in Miami that you were like, nobody in Atlanta is going to know blank?
Unfortunately not. I probably wish I would have made it more exciting, but no, I got bored and decided to come here.
Very nice. Well, welcome to Atlanta 9 years later.
Nine years later. You know what? I bet there are people who made their way here from the Olympics.
Mm-hmm.
Like, don't you think people who showed up for the Olympics would have just come, stay, you know, to work the Olympics or volunteer at the Olympics?
And then maybe. Just stay. I think a lot of people saw it because the population in Atlanta has grown tremendously just since the Olympics.
Mm-hmm. And then just decided, hey, this is a cooler town than wherever I'm from.
Mm-hmm.
Especially because I think Atlanta is a good city that's comforting to people who are from small towns.
Yeah. I mean, some of the small town feel, but at least you're in a big city and can do more things and meet more people. Right. You know?
And it's not crazy intimidating like in New York or Chicago or in L.A.
The Bert Show.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win. Let's Chumba.
Yeah.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.